Your taxes hold the key.
Employers, you're being reminded that your S01 monthly statutory deductions for July 2016 is due on Monday, August 15, 2016. This is as a result of the 14th falling on a Sunday. Be on time and benefit from the employment tax credit. Eligible persons must file and pay their monthly statutory payroll deductions, S01, by the due date. So you see, it pays to be compliant. File and pay on time and avoid the penalty. For further information, call our customer care center at 1-888-TAX-HELP or visit our website at jamaicatax.gov.jm. This has been your Tax Tip in 60 Seconds, brought to you by Tax Administration Jamaica.
The Ministry of Education, Youth and Information is committed to ensuring that every Jamaican child has the best learning environment to thrive and needs your cooperation to make the education system work successfully.
What are the school's voluntary contributions for?
Co-curricular and sports activities and school development.
What amount are parents to contribute?
Your contributions are voluntary and the amount depends on the type of programs being offered by the school.
If my child is being denied access to school, can I complain to the ministry?
Yes. You can call or visit any of the Ministry of Education, Youth and Information's 6 regional offices or send an email to complaints@moey.gov.jm.
What support is there for PATH students?
PATH students are not expected to make contributions and are to be provided with 5 days free lunch as of this year.
Parents and guardians, do continue to make your voluntary financial contributions to your children's school. The institutions need your assistance for their school development and sporting activities. Remember, the government takes care of all core educational needs. Every child can learn. Every child must learn.
Access news and radio content anytime from anywhere on the JIS mobile app, available on Android devices. Just go to the Google Play Store, search Jamaica Information Service, install the app, and be instantly connected. JIS, the voice of Jamaica.
The Passport Immigration and Citizenship Agency, PICA outlet in Black River, St. Elizabeth, was closed at the end of July this year. In this week's Get the Facts, we bring you details on the closure and all you need to know on PICA's next steps. The Passport Immigration and Citizenship Agency, PICA, closed its outlet in Black River, St. Elizabeth on Friday, July 29. Deputy Chief Executive Officer with responsibility for operations at PICA, Garth Williams, says the outlet previously located at the Black River Police Station will be transferred to a more convenient site.
The primary issue was where the office was located. For a long time, we were asked by the police to consider alternative location because based on where the office was located in relation to where prisoners had to pass to go to the lockup and the proximity to the lockup, it was not a welcoming place.
Mr. Williams says other security concerns helped to strengthen the decision to move the service. He says, however, that there are no immediate plans to relocate the PICA outlet at the Savannah Lamar Police Station in Westmoreland.
So because of the security concerns and the unsatisfactory environment that the customer and staff would have had to be working in, we have had to take a very hard decision to discontinue the pre-checking of passport applications there and instead ask the customers to use our office in Mandeville. Those who are closer to Westmoreland and to St. James, we still have our regional office in Montego Bay that does full service, and we have a pre-checking facility in Savlamar at a police station, which again is not ideal, but at least that is there.
Mr. Williams says in the meantime, PICA has been using its mobile passport service to reach out to customers in Black River.
And how the mobile works, we have a team that goes there and accept the application, not just to pre-check now, accept the application, accept payment for the passport, bring back the application to Kingston, process the passport, and then persons will pick up from our nearest outlet.
Deputy CEO of Operations at PICA, Garth Williams. That's it for Get the Facts this week. I'm Twyla Whelan. Join us next time for more.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.